This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for being here. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to get off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, if you have a health challenge you or a loved one may be dealing with, 844-236-6010 is our number. We have a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls in our second segment. Chip Jones is a Pulitzer Prize-nominated reporter, investigative journalist, and we're going to talk about the medical model, specifically as it has to do with folks in the with black people in the Deep South. With historically, there's actually a very interesting racist element that we're going to talk about. Chip is the author of a book called The Organ Thieves, which talks about the first heart transplant, which has some interesting, if not scandalous, history associated with it. We'll talk to Chip Jones at the bottom of the hour. Get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you have questions about the Longevity products, or if you want to purchase the Longevity products, or if you want to sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team and start yourself a home-based business, call 866-735-2470. 866-735-2470. If you want to purchase Longevity products, head to our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to take a look at our True Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com and check out our 870 now, four and five star reviews up at truthreviewed.com, truthreviewed.com. Okay, Chip Jones, bottom of the hour, your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. We've been talking about this distinction, which you don't hear a lot of people talking about it, but it's really, really important, the distinction between water and fat, hydrophilic and lipophilic. The distinction of hydrophilicity and lipophilicity in terms of how the body is structured is important, and in terms of how nutrients are structured is important. In other words, how the body utilizes and takes advantage of water-soluble nutrients versus fat-soluble nutrients is different. Fat-soluble nutrients are more for long-term things. Water-soluble nutrients are more for short-term things. Water-soluble nutrients get urinated out. Water-soluble nutrients are easier to extract from food. Fat-soluble nutrients are stored. Fat-soluble nutrients are harder to extract from food. Fats are sticky. Water isn't. And understanding these kinds of things can give you some clues on how to take advantage of your nutritional supplements a little more effectively. For example, if you know water-soluble nutrients are excreted out of your body, you'll know you have to keep replacing them. You got to keep replacing your electrolytes. You got to keep replacing your B vitamins. You got to keep replacing your vitamin C. If you miss a day, you're going to be deficient. If you don't take in B vitamins or vitamin C or electrolytes for a long enough period of time, you're going to run into deficiency states.
fats, you don't have as much of a problem there, although you got a problem because it's harder to extract fats, especially as we get older. It's harder to extract these repair substances, these growth substances. It's kind of like a vicious circle. As we deteriorate, as our digestive system becomes deteriorated, we become less able to take in nutrients that will help build the digestive system as well as the rest of the body. And it's a downward spiral of deterioration and degeneration, especially if you had your gallbladder taken out. Don't have your gallbladder taken out unless you have absolutely zero choice, or I suppose if you're in incredible pain because you haven't been taking care of things, you know, you're just going to say, get rid of that gallbladder. And I can understand that, but you're not going to be able, you're going to be compromised. And if you have your gallbladder out, pay attention to how you take in fats. That's why I'm always talking about lecithin. That's why I'm always talking about apple cider vinegar and digestive enzymes and probiotics and bile salts. All of these facilitate the absorption of fats, which are important for long-term kinds of biochemical processes that are involved with adaptation and growth and stress management and repair and building. All the things that start to become compromised as we get older are all based in this fatty part of the body. Not all things, but a lot of the things. And all of this is about electricity, by the way. When we talk about fats and water, we're really talking about electricity. When you come right down to it, we are electricity. Everything is just the movement of electricity, or better, or more accurately, the movement of little tiny pieces of electricity called electrons. That's all anything is. All life is the movement of electrons. You may have heard the term redox. There's some multi-level companies, network marketing companies out there that are selling redox products. And they're saying, oh, this is good for redox. R-E-D-O-X, redox. Redox is nothing more than the movement of little pieces of electricity. From the macro perspective, redox is just electricity. From the micro perspective, redox is the movement of pieces of electricity, i.e. electrons. All life is this redox movement. And the movement is just going from... Just think of like two circles, and think of one circle being filled and then the other circle being empty. And then put those two circles on top of various elements, atoms, molecules, and all of life is just the movement of electricity from one circle to another. And these two circles are all, every atom has two. This is very simplistic if you know anything about PCHEM or physical chemistry. But to simplify, every atom or element which make up molecules, which make up chemicals, which make up tissues, which make all of us up, all they are, they have two circles on top of them, and it's just little pieces of electrons jumping from one circle to the other. That's all it is. It's jumping from one circle to another, to another, to another. Of course, it's endless and ridiculously complicated, and when we're not healthy, things aren't jumping as well. The little pieces of electricity aren't jumping from one atom to another as effectively. I was on George Norrie's show, Beyond Belief, and it'll be aired actually this Monday. And he asked me, we were talking about various things, and he took me by surprise. He said, "What is health?" You know, he just came out with that question, and I was kind of stumbling around because I was thinking about it. I didn't know how to express it. And finally I said to him, health is when energy moves through the body effectively. That's basically what health is. When energy is moving through the body effectively. What that really means is that those little pieces of electricity have to be able to jump from one atom to another with facility whenever they need to jump. The reason the Mighty 90 essential nutrients are so important is because they are little bridges that help the pieces of electricity jump from one element or chemical to another. The Mighty 90 essential nutrients are like, if you ever watch old World War II movies, you could see how they would, or even in the Army, you know, the engineers in the Army, they'll build bridges, pontoons, I think they call them. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm not sure if that's what they are. But they build little bridges to get across little pieces of water. Or little areas of water. And that's exactly how these micronutrients work. They act like little bridges that help the army, the electricity army, get from point A to point B and jump effectively. Without them, without the Mighty 90 essential nutrients, they don't jump as effectively and we're not as healthy. Hope that's not too much or too weird. It's really important that we understand how all of these things are, how everything we do on a regular basis, on a mundane basis, is really where it comes from, how it's built up, the foundation of it all. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back. 844-236-6010 is our number. Don't go away.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Chip Jones coming off the bottom of the hour of the book, The Organ Thieves. Chip is an investigative reporter, and he is going to talk to us about the link between the medical model and medical strategies and racism and the first heart transplant, which is kind of has an interesting history behind it. We'll talk to Chip Jones at the bottom of the hour and get your phone calls here, 844-236-6010. from Quadrum University and the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. It turns out that probiotics can help preemie babies. Probiotics given to preemie babies ended up providing them with a microbiome boost. The microbiome produces vitamins. The microbiome is important for the immune system. The microbiome is important for digestion. The microbiome has anti-cancer effects. The microbiome is pretty darn important. The microbiome is the community of 100 trillion bacteria, 50 to 100 trillion bacteria. It's hard to even conceive of what that means. We have pounds of bacteria in our body. And for preemies or for cesarean section babies, they're at risk for having severe immune problems, or I should say immune problems when they're younger, and severe immune problems as they get older. Babies who are born cesarean or babies who are born preemie, babies, as it is anyway, babies have, their microbiome is suppressed. They don't have a microbiome when they're in the, when they're, actually, I don't know if that's true or not. Actually, let me take that back. They certainly don't have a well-developed microbiome. They may have a small microbiome going on, but they don't have a well-developed microbiome. And they depend on mother's milk. And they depend on passing through the birth canal in order to get their microbiome going. If they're born preemie, or if they're born cesarean, or if the mom is not healthy, or if the mom has digestive issues, or if the mom doesn't have a healthy microbiome, all of these are going to compromise the gut flora, the microbiome of the baby, and that can lead to serious health problems, especially if it's a preemie who's already got serious health problems. So microbiome supplementation can be something, might be something you want to think about. In fact, if you're not breastfeeding, you pretty much have the microbiome. You have to get a baby microbiome, baby probiotic. But breastfeeding is the way to go. Breastfeeding and making sure you, making sure the mom is has a competent and a healthily proliferating microbiome going, that's the best way to get your baby bacteria. It'll all come through the breast milk. Plus, breast milk is a source of growth factors for the intestine that provide a proper environment for the microbiome. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's go to Chris in Texas. Good morning, Chris. What's up, buddy?
Hi, Ben.
Hey.
Times are just incredibly impossible.
What
Pretty
is?
Much impossible. Well, I mean...
I didn't hear what you said, Chris. I'm sorry. Say that again. I heard something is impossible.
These times are impossible. I can't go anywhere without a mask. And, you know, I don't like depriving myself of oxygen.
Yeah, I know.
That's an essential nutrient.
Of course it is. Where do you live? Where in Texas are you? What's that from? You're in Austin?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Why don't you? Why? Austin used to be
where
the cool...
That's where I met you. I actually met you in person at Brave New Books. That's how I know you.
Oh, many years ago.
Right.
Yeah. But, okay, I got you. So you're part of the Austin contingent. I used to have a lot of people from Austin listening. I was on a station in Austin. Whatever happened to Deb in Austin? Do you know? Do you know who she is?
I do, and I've never met her before. I knew the some guy. His last name was Bush.
Oh yeah, John. Bush. Yeah.
Right. He's really the only one that I know besides you.
He's been on the program before.
I didn't get a chance to meet you when you did the seminar in person.
Okay.
And
all right.
That was.
I didn't mean to get you off track. Continue what you're saying though about, like, are you just feeling frustrated about all the stuff that's going on? I mean, I can relate if that's what it is.
But on the other hand, I do want to point out that, you know, you can still do some things for yourself that are relatively inexpensive, even if you can't afford the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, which you really need. But if you can't, you know, still
vitamin C powder. Get vitamin C powder. I had to finally open it up.
I had some vitamin C powder as a backup, and I finally had to open up my backup supply.
if nothing else, do that. The vitamin C powder.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But also what I'm saying is that your liver does not seem to be able to regenerate without selenium.
your liver can't regenerate without it if it's not healthy. It's not quite one-to-one relationship like that. Selenium is very important, of course, but it's like you got to be healthy in order for the liver to do its regenerating business, and the liver does regenerate. And it's kind of like you got to be overall healthy. And that, but your point's well taken. I want to go back to what you were saying, how it's really frustrating on the outside, but you always have the inside. You know what I'm saying, Chris? You always have this inner attitude thing that you can have some control over no matter what's showing up on the outside. And that's the lesson. I believe that's the lesson. I mean to talk about that. I probably will tomorrow or the next day. The lesson of this whole thing is that we want to become internally driven, or we want to become internally directed. We want to kind of like live our lives from an internal perspective where we're in control of the internal much more than we are the external. You know what I'm saying? You can have peace of mind internally. You can have a good, kind heart internally. You can have a good attitude internally, no matter what's going on externally. And taking care of yourself with nutrition, by the way, is part of that. You know, exercising, nutrition, breathing, meditating.
Seed.
What's that?
Flax seed.
Flax seed's great.
Super cheap. You gotta have omega-3s.
Good. You know what? That's so cool that you said that. Because you're right. It is super cheap. And it's also got protein in there, Chris. 33% protein in flax seeds. It's got vitamin E in there. It's got lignans and other phytonutrients in there. And it's got your omega-3s. And it's got fiber. Exactly. And it's $1 a pound. It's $1.50 a pound organic. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I didn't know flaxseed had vitamin E.
Yeah. It's a great source of vitamin E. It's a great source of fatty nutrients. It's fatty. You got to grind them up. And they're $1.30 a pound.
Well, I buy it pre-ground at Costco, but it's still cheap anyway. It's like $10 for a 3-pound bag.
You're paying more, but I don't buy it. Grind it fresh. Much better to grind it fresh than to have it pre-ground. Once it's ground up, it becomes activated. And yeah, they probably freeze dry it, or they freeze it, or something. Not freeze dry, but they freeze it, and that'll slow it down. You keep it in the freezer, right? I think you do.
I keep it in the refrigerator.
Yeah, so just get the fresh stuff. You know, it's so cheap, and you just get a coffee grinder. It costs you $15. I've been doing this for years. For probably 25 years I've been doing this. Just grinding up flax seeds every morning. It's filling. I put it in my smoothie. You put it in water, and it's like a great little, for dieters, it's an unbelievable diet strategy. You take a teaspoon of flax seeds two or three times a day.
You want to make sure it's organic, obviously.
Organic, yeah. Always go organic where possible. A lot of it is organic these days. And I get into Whole Foods. Now it's up to $2 a pound. It was $1.49 a pound for a long time. All right, Chris, thank you so much for your call. Appreciate it, buddy. God bless you. Good luck with everything. We got Chip Jones coming up in our next segment. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two people fatally shot in an overnight demonstration that broke into riots in Kenosha, Wisconsin. City leaders in Kenosha asking for more help after a second night of protests after police shot Jacob Blake repeatedly in the back early Sunday. A letter sent this morning says the city is under attack and they're asking Democratic Governor Tony Evers for 1,500 additional National Guard troops. Yesterday they asked for 750 and got 125. It also comes after Governor Evers turned down an offer of help from the White House. First Lady Melania Trump calling for peace in the streets when she delivered an address at last night's second night of the Republican National Convention.
Instead of tearing things down, let's reflect on our mistakes and look to our way forward.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jerry Falwell Jr. says he has a golden parachute, and he's not leaving Liberty University empty-handed. The now former president of the Lynchburg, Virginia school telling the Washington Post he's in line for a severance package of over $10 million. That includes roughly $8 million in retirement that was agreed to in the contract he signed last year. Liberty officially accepted Falwell's resignation on Tuesday, yesterday, after leading the university for 13 years. He leaves as he faces allegations of a sex scandal involving himself and his wife. California firefighters bracing for more hot, dry weather today. Crews battling the historic wildfires, many of them in Northern California, did get a bit of a break this week when the weather cooled off and the lightning decreased. Many of the blazes had been sparked by lightning, but now forecasters are predicting temps to go back up over the coming few days and into the weekend, and fire officials say crews are preparing for a marathon in the upcoming weeks to try to contain those fires. And filmmaker Steven Spielberg has lost his father. Arnold Spielberg passed away on Tuesday at 103. His death said to have been the result of natural causes. Steven Spielberg and his 3 sisters say in a joint statement that their father taught them to love to research, expand their minds, keep their feet on the ground, but always reach for the stars. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On the bright side, I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time and 24-7 on the archive page at BenFuchsArchives.com. And longevity products can be purchased at BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, and CriticalHealthNews.com. Check out our news stories and blog posts and videos and lots of good health information. And also our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy. Healing is beauty. When you heal the skin, you beautify the skin. All our Truth Skin Health products were born on a prescription basis, now available for health and beauty over the counter. You can check out all our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com and our 800-plus five-star reviews at truthreviewed.com. Okay, I am looking forward to speaking to our guest. Investigative reporter Chip Jones has written a really interesting book called The Organ Thieves. I have, as most of you guys know, I have my gripes with the medical model, we'll say. I'm not always a fan of the medical model, but there's a dark side there that I had no idea existed. And we're going to talk to Chip about his book, The Organ Thieves. Hey, Chip, welcome to the Bright Side.
Hey, Ben. Great to see you.
Nice to talk to you. So I'm a pharmacist. I've been a pharmacist for 35 years, and I know a lot about the medical model. We talk about it a lot here all the time, but gosh, I have to admit, I was taken aback by some of the things you wrote about in this book, The Organ Thieves. Why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about the whole heart transplant story, the Bruce Tucker heart transplant, how the first heart transplant came to be.
Sure. And this was in late May 1968. It was actually shortly after Martin Luther King was assassinated, and the country was in total turmoil. And this was in Richmond, Virginia, home of the Medical College of Virginia, which is a leading academic research hospital, urban hospital. And on the afternoon of a Friday here in May 24th, 1968, a gentleman, a factory worker, a black man named Bruce Tucker, was celebrating the end of the week, sitting with some friends, passing around some drinks, and had the misfortune of falling off a low brick wall, hitting his head. He was rushed to the nearby hospital, emergency room at MCV, as we call it, or used to call it. It's now called VCU Health, but I'll call it MCV for our purposes. And he was rushed to MCV. He was still conscious at that point. His vital signs were normal for someone who just suffered a head trauma. And he soon lapsed into a coma, though, and was treated through the night. Well, jumping forward, in less than 24 hours, at around 3:30 the next afternoon, a Saturday, a decision was made to remove life support and to make him a donor of his heart and his kidneys. The heart was given to the ailing black white man, Joseph Blett, who was very sick and close to death himself. And at the same time, at that moment, the key part of the story is for your listeners, that at that very moment, Bruce Tucker's brother, who worked nearby as a cobbler, owned a shoe store, Tucker Shoe Repair, he was frantically trying to locate the whereabouts of Bruce, because he, just a few hours earlier, had gotten a call from a friend inside the hospital who was kind of whispering to him from inside, "Did you know Bruce is here and they're doing some kind of operation on him?" Yeah. So that is how the transplant story, the first historical heart transplant, the first ever in Richmond and in what we call the segregated South, because even though there was a big desegregation, the schools here were still segregated and the culture and the society was still very segregated. But that's how the story begins in my book.
Now, who, we say they decided. Who's they?
This gets to an interesting question about they in general, doesn't it? Institutions. I think about this today. You know, because then the collective they later on, it seemed like no one had decided once it went to court.
Oh, that's funny. Like this, right? It's like an onion, like there's nothing at the center when you get
exactly,
right down to
because,
it.
Because the surgeons who did the work later said they in court they were not the treating physicians, which technically was true. He had an attending physician who was monitoring his vital signs and so on. But Just to give you the short answer on that, the surgeons who were looking for a donor were very eager to find a donor for Mr. Klett, who was close to death. So they did have good clinical reasons for doing this. They also had professional reasons, which we can go into later. But the surgeons, and David Hume was the chief of surgery, a nationally, even internationally renowned transplant surgeon. He started the kidney transplant program at MCV, which was very successful, and it still is, along with the leading heart surgeon in certainly East Coast or in America, for that matter, Dr. Richard Lauer, who had been recruited from Stanford to come east to MCV, perhaps win what was then known as the heart transplant race. They basically pressured a junior medical examiner. His name was Dr. Abdullah Fatah, and he was on duty that weekend, and they started telling him about how they thought they had found a donor for Joseph Klett, and very little was known. Let's put it this way. The medical examiner never examined ahead of time Bruce Tucker. He did do an autopsy later. But the court records that I found through 3 years of investigative reporting and historical research just showed that these were a series of phone calls. Really, Mr. Fatah had gone to a Dr. Fatah, who was a young junior medical examiner in training, and he was left on duty that weekend by his boss. He had come to one meeting that morning around 9 o'clock with Dr. Hume and the surgical team and was sort of briefed on this. And he said, well, I have to go to work now. He had a lot of autopsies to do and a lot of other work to do just up the street. And keep in touch with me. Try to find the family. Well, this is part of the story, too. That's why I mentioned the Martin Luther King being assassinated, because at that point, it was a little bit like in the streets of some parts of the United States right now, the suspicion of the police department was high in Richmond, Virginia. They never found, they sent out a squad car in the middle of the night. And so there was never any.
There's no official decision, like official paperwork or paper trail. You could say something like they discussed in a meeting with a bunch of people or something like that.
Right. That's what it was.
That's kind of interesting. I wonder how many decisions are made culturally and legally that way that we just assume are true, is the way it's supposed to be. Right. Listen, you said this is just the tip of the iceberg, though. Then you start to dig deep and you found like a whole history of this kind of stuff.
We got to
take a break. We got to take a commercial break. I want you to dive into that, and then I want you to talk about like what that says about us as a culture, and then I also want to talk about what we can do moving forward to keep this kind of stuff from happening. I am Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Chip Jones. His book is The Organ Thieves. We'll be back with Chip and more good health information on the Bright Side right after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side talking to Chip Jones, Pulitzer Prize nominated investigative reporter and author of The Organ Thieves. So, Chip, that was just the tip of the iceberg. You dug deep and you found, what did you find historically?
Ben, historically, the medical studies in America were built on the backs of Black Americans, and this goes back to the earliest days of the United States, where to set up medical training that was considered comparable to what doctors in Britain or France were getting, the medical schools at Harvard, in Boston and in Columbia, New York City, and on down through Penn, Johns Hopkins, on down the East Coast, and eventually to Richmond when it set up its medical school. They needed bodies, and they needed people that they could put the young surgical residents with to cut and to study, because everything else was textbook at that point. So this led to a kind of an underground economy, so to speak, in which grave robbers, otherwise known as body snatchers, otherwise known as resurrectionists, which was a commentary on the spiritual side of how people were buried. And often the religious beliefs, they felt that they would be resurrected in the second coming of Christ. That was totally violated. What it translated to in Richmond, and this is something that goes back to in Dickens, and I put my book in Tale of Two. You see this, you know, for hundreds of years, but locally, I personally was shocked to see how long this lasted.
Into 1968.
They weren't doing it in 68, but it lasted up to the dawn of the 20th century. And since I was born in the 20th century, and the person who lived in the basement of the Medical College of Virginia in this strange building called the Egyptian Building, he was there up until close to 1920. Well, because of how contemporaneous that was then, it just freaked me out.
That's crazy. I do hear periodically of organ harvesting and that kind of thing, like illegal. Is that a real thing?
I can't speak to that, honestly.
Okay.
That's outside. I like to stick as a reporter to what I saw or what I, you know, can prove in my own book. But there's no question that this notion of using basically the bodies of powerless and socially weak people. I think the vibe continued. I also think the lack of respect among medical doctors, where if you, there's a whole literature out there and books that show medical students posing next to bodies up until around World War II, you know, close up around probably 1950. These were frat boy type pictures that showed bodies and they're laughing, they put cigars in their mouths and so on. So that lack of dignity, that lack of treating people with respect, that's what I stick with in my book.
Is it directed only towards African Americans or other racist other groups or all people?
Well, it was definitely directed to all people, but because African Americans had the least amount of power and because of racist attitudes, and they had the least amount of protections around their cemeteries, this is something I learned as a journalist and as a human being and not a medical academic. I was amazed by the connections between, you know, in today's graveyards and why there are fences around them and so on, that this is actually part and parcel of the same story. That, and if you were buried in a, what was a public ground, like, for example, in Richmond, you know, Pauper's Grave, where the slaves were buried, then you were very much at risk. And, you know, I quote the founder of Medical College of Virginia, Dr. Augustus Warner, from in the late 1830s, said, you know, we have an abundant supply of what we need because of our, quote, peculiar institution. What was peculiar institution? That was a euphemistic phrase for slavery.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So now this kind of has a domino effect today with COVID and like a fear of medicine, a fear of the medical. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Could talk about that a little bit.
Well, this is outside the scope of my book a bit, but I can say, Ben, that in discussions of it, the, you know, disproportionate mortality rate of African Americans and other people of color, Latinx people, this enters into the discussion, this ongoing suspicion of what happens when you go into the hospital. And it's on the plus side, I will say this, that my book has opened up a wide ranging conversation, not just here, but across the country.
I never thought about any of this stuff.
Good. Well, I'm gratified to hear that. And I've been contacted by medical schools in different places. There is an educational guide that high school teachers can use available through Simon & Schuster. And it's a fantastic guide, by the way. The writer who developed it, I contacted her, said, man, you asked some really good questions. I felt like I was in your class. So I think the value here is learning, having open conversations, but at the end of the day, you know, respecting everyone's dignity. And when it comes to, you know, patients who are listening, the importance of having honest conversations with your physician, how you want to be treated when you're in a vulnerable state. And this gets the quote, you know, end of life planning, EMO, electronic medical records, all sorts of issues that are very important in my view as a person. This is not in the book, but it's related to these are the things that have been started in this conversation, the importance of asking questions. And I'm sure in your program you're doing that from what I'm hearing during the thing. Asking questions, and don't be afraid to ask questions. Because, you know, guess what? You know, that's why God gave us the brain.
Hey, no problem. We definitely are all about asking questions. And, you know, when I hear this kind of stuff, and I'm no fan of the medical model, and, you know, I'm just going to put myself out there. You know, most everybody's listening knows where I stand on all this. But yet, I still feel an element of betrayal here. Do you think that's like a legitimate kind of feeling when you hear these stories? Like we've been betrayed?
Tell me what you mean, if you don't mind, by betrayal.
We're being presented as the medical model presents itself as being completely benevolent.
Oh.
And there's this underbelly. There's this dark side that you never hear about.
Here's what I think. I think that the old days of what the lawyers called, even the lawyers who defended them called it, you know, the gods in white coats.
Yeah.
Those are long gone. And I know a lot of great physicians.
Me too.
That
good people, really good people.
That embrace the importance of addressing these kinds of hard issues because they put us in touch with our own mortality and they put us in touch, I think, with how vulnerable each person is, including the physician.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because historical trauma affects physicians as well. and how they are treated by their patients. You know, it goes both ways. And what I mean by that is I was in a class where I heard a discussion of this and how a woman who was from a Muslim background had been treated, mistreated by a white parent and said, well, I don't want you treating my child anymore. And she had helped save the child's life at a hospital near here. Now, that's historical trauma, too. So I think
it goes both ways.
It goes both ways.
Is it changing for the better? I mean, it must be changing for the better.
I feel like, Ben, that the conversation makes us change for the better. I feel like what we have as a country, you know, as a democracy, for all of the problems we're having right now, you know, talking across divides, I think that having those conversations and finding those safe spaces and ways to express our fears, but also our hopes, I think that's a good thing, and I hope my book is part of that discussion.
That's awesome. That's an awesome topic, and one I've never thought of. Last question, real quick: when you go to a hospital, what do you think? If you've ever been, what goes through your mind?
Well, I still have my organ card checked, so it has occurred to me this might not be the best time for me to have a heart attack and get rolled into the ER. It has occurred to me. That's because I think too much.
Oh, Mr. Chip Jones, the organ thieves guy. Oh,
that's right. That's right.
But look who we have here.
The way I approached this book after I got into what happened to Bruce Tucker, all seriousness, I approached it. What was he seeing when he was there on his back looking at the ceiling? That's the way I approached it. I hope I'm not that guy. I hope I'm not that guy anytime soon.
Well, I hope so. I hope not, too. And it's a great book. And thank you so much for being on The Bright Side. And thank you for bringing this topic to our attention. I really appreciate you. Have a great day and good luck with the book. All right, that's Chip Jones. The book is The Organ Thieves. And it's about something we never even think about, although I can't say I'm totally surprised. All right, that's all the time we have for today. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.